Did you know that kinky wellness is integral to your self-development? Hi, welcome to The Partition, home of kinky wellness, the ultimate destination to explore the integral connection between kinky wellness and your personal development. I'm your host and kinky wellness coach, Dana Shergill, and I'm here to show why kinky sexual wellness deserves a rightful spot within the wellness conversation. Don't forget to join me each Monday as I bring on a special guest to dive into specific aspects of kinky wellness. So let's strip away the shame and taboo together and have an open conversation about it. Hey, and welcome back to the Partition Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how vaping is not only destroying testosterone levels, but also destroying our lungs. And in some arguments, vapes are destroying our lungs faster than cigarettes. But first, let's break down what vaping is. Vaping is the act of inhaling and exhaling aerosol, often referred to as vapor, which is produced by devices commonly known as vapes or electronic cigarettes, also known as e-cigarettes. Now, at some point, vapes and e-cigarettes were marketed as a safer alternative to smoking. However, as you'll get to know, this may not be the case, but I'll leave that up for you to decide. Nevertheless, what these vapes and e-cigarettes do is that they heat up a liquid called e-liquid or vape juice, which contains a cocktail of chemicals that users inhale. But one of these chemicals that vapes uses is a chemical called diacetyl, which is a chemical that gives a very buttery flavor, which means you can also find this chemical in things like bakery mixes, flavored coffees, and other dessert-style food options that list, quote, natural flavorings or just flavoring. Now, in our food laws, this chemical isn't regulated, and it's not required to list this chemical as long as you have natural flavoring or just flavoring listed on the package, which is pretty fucked up considering that these Willy Wonka chemicals do some serious damage when they are heated up, and in this case, causes something called popcorn lungs, aka bronchiolitis obliterans, which seems pretty fitting for what it does. But before I get into that, one report I saw stated that there are over 7,500 different types of flavorings, which means there are over 7,500 different types of chemicals that can be listed under this quote, natural flavorings, which are far from natural, but I digress. Popcorn lungs or bronchiolitis obliterans happens when the diacetyl chemical is heated up and inhaled, and it completely and irreversibly destroys the small airways in our lungs. From the research and the x-ray photos that I saw, it looks like little balls are spread all over your lungs. And what those little balls are actually scar tissues. And it's these scar tissues that block the airway, which makes the pathway more narrow, which of course makes it more difficult to breathe. But other symptoms include persistent coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, tight chest, fever, and night sweats. Although we do use the term popcorn lungs for vape-related issues, the term popcorn lung actually got coined in the early 2000s because there was a group of 15 people who were working at a microwave popcorn plant, and due to the high level of exposure to heated up diacetyl vapor, they all developed this horrible breathing disease, which was worst-case scenario, they died, and best-case scenario in this is that you or they received a double lung transplant. But what makes this interesting is this information came out in the early 2000s, and not long afterwards, vapes were introduced into the market, which goes to show that even when we have data, and we know this, when you have data to prove how dangerous these chemicals are, the FDA and other various health institutions that most people trust and rely on do anything but protect us. So as a side note, stop eating these things that say flavor or natural flavor, because that's just where they hide all these Willy Wonka flavor chemicals, which causes way more issues than just popcorn lungs, such as inflammation, which is a big, big deal. But are we really surprised? At this point, it shouldn't be a shock to hear that vapes are just as dangerous as cigarettes. Vapes also include chemicals such as acetyl, propanol, which also causes popcorn lungs, propylene glycol, which is an antifreeze, formaldehyde, which is a known carcinogenic, and includes heavy metals such as lead, nickel, and arsenic, and so much more. But in relation to our sexual health, research done by the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health found that exposure to e-liquid with or without nicotine resulted in a 30 to 50% decrease in circulating testosterone levels. 30 to 50%. Let that sink in. Like, it just cuts your testosterone in half. But the problem here right now is, at least when it comes to e-cigarettes, is that the largest consumers of e-cigarettes and vapors are young adults and teenagers. Because, like I said, vapes were first marketed as this cool, edgy, even healthier alternative to smoking. So it was, and still is, very easy for teenagers to separate e-cigarettes from regular cigarettes in their head. And if you know someone who vapes, I'm sure you've heard them say at least once, "Hey, I'm not smoking, I'm vaping." But regardless, e-cigarettes are going to do damage to anyone who's smoking them, regardless of what gender you are. But today, I'm highlighting how dangerous vaping is for young males to be vaping during puberty. So if you vape, have a son or a grandson or a friend that vapes, share this information with them. So, because the research shows a 30 to 50% decrease in circulating testosterone levels, let's talk about testosterone just for a second here. Testosterone is a hormone primarily found in males, and females also produce testosterone, but in much, much smaller amounts. But testosterone plays a crucial role in the development and maintenance of male reproductive tissues and characteristics, such as the testes and prostate, as well as promoting secondary sexual characteristics like increased muscle mass, body hair growth, and deepening of the voice during puberty. In general, testosterone contributes to our overall health and well-being and is produced primarily in the testes and males and in the ovaries and adrenal glands in females. And its production is regulated by the hypothalamus and pituitary glands in the brain. Testosterone also stimulates the production of sperm cells in the testes, which is essential for male fertility. And when it comes to young males and vaping, this stunts all of it. Vaping stunts males' ability to develop an Adam's apple. It prevents growth in facial hair and chest hair. They can't gain muscle mass as easily. And again, the voice doesn't go lower naturally. And it's like they've been held back in this pubescent stage. And because it gets in the way of them gaining muscle mass, it's also making that generation weaker. According to Stat Canada in 2022, Canadians aged 15 to 19, which was roughly 30% of the population, were over twice as likely to have tried vaping than those aged 25 and older. Furthermore, CBC News released an article in May 2023 stating that Canada has some of the highest teen vaping rates in the world, stating that one in four Canadian high school students reported vaping in the last month. The students that they surveyed were from grades 7 to 12 and across 9 provinces. So it's safe to say that these numbers are probably higher considering they didn't address all the high schools in all the provinces, and vaping has become a very fad activity for teenagers to do. But the damage that's being done to young males is just as dangerous as popcorn lungs, because we can't go back during puberty and fix those mistakes that we did. Damage during puberty is also irreversible and often not a subject that we are able to speak freely on. It's always an uphill battle. And for instance, let's take one company that went under fire for this, which is a company called Juul. Juul is a vape company that gained intense popularity for its vaping products in the US. And although their products were pulled from American markets in 2022, Canadians can still order their products online, but the disturbing fact about Juul is that they purposely target youth. And how they did this is that they ran ads on the Cartoon Network, which actually resulted in Juul having to pay a $462 million settlement across 6 states. And really, the only reason why settlements go out this big is when there's intense damage done, which in this case would be the children that were being targeted. And it's just so sick to think about when, you know, like, according to Warner Bros. Discovery, the average age for the Cartoon Network is somewhere between 6 and 12. 6 and 12! No wonder we have an epidemic of younger people hooked on these addictive things. I swear, you have to be a certain type of person to do this, right? Like, the person who's like, "Yeah, let's advertise on Cartoon Network." Like, come on! It's like they have to delete something out of their brain to become less human in order to do this. Because again, you know, Cartoon Network, anyways. But as we know, when young males start with low testosterone, it's only going to get harder for them as they get older. Because having low testosterone also brings on other issues, such as decreased sex drive, low energy levels. lack of motivation, erectile dysfunction, increased body fat, because testosterone actually helps regulate body fat distribution in the body. It will also lead to male infertility because it reduces, you know, the sperm count. And in 2010, researchers from St. Louis University found that low testosterone levels are strongly associated with the onset of Alzheimer's disease, which is a progressive form of dementia that reduces someone's memory capacity, cognitive strength, and behavior patterns. Now, if you believe that you are suffering from low testosterone, I highly encourage you to check in with your doctor. And of course, you can always reach out to Dr. Andrew, who specializes in this type of work, and I will leave his link in the description. And when it comes to treatment for anything, especially when it comes to our hormones, how you heal is going to be on a variety of factors, right? Like your age, what you eat, your overall health, the severity of the symptoms, and personal preferences. So consulting with a healthcare provider is crucial for proper diagnosis and personalized treatment that will be tailored to your individual needs and health status. But of course, the first step to fixing or addressing any health issue in your life is looking at what you're doing. Because as we know, many of the health issues that we suffer from can be changed with lifestyle modifications. So make sure that you're getting regular exercise, maintaining a healthy weight, getting enough sleep, managing your stress correctly, and avoiding excessive amounts of alcohol and tobacco. Now, it is unfortunate that we've gotten to this point when it comes to vaping, because I actually don't believe that we've seen the true damage of this yet, but soon we will. And unfortunately, it's going to affect the younger generation more than any other generation. So if you are someone who's vaping and trying to quit, or you know somebody, be compassionate. Be compassionate with yourself. Be compassionate with the other people, because it's going to be a tough battle. Vapes are just addictive as cigarettes. And when it comes to addiction, it is hard. It is very, very hard to change the neural pathways in your brain to create better and more sustainable patterns. So if you're listening to this, I know that you're at least trying to live a healthier lifestyle. So I have total faith that you're going to make it. Vaping really is an epidemic against the youth. I swear I see it everywhere. And I see it everywhere, like in cars. I've seen videos of people trying to smoke it on planes and getting kicked off. And I feel bad because you can tell that they have an addiction to it. They struggle with it. They're fighting it and they don't want to leave it. But it is debilitating for some. So again, be very compassionate. Have faith. Try again. You're not always going to be perfect. Maybe you just cut back, you know, cutting back is also good too. But as always, all the links and resources that I pulled this information from are in the description. So go and check it out for yourself. But as for Monday's guest, we'll be joined by Xenia of Spirit Sex Labs to talk about energy orgasms. Xenia is an accredited energy therapist and passionate sexuality guide who has over 12 years of extensive training and experience in facilitating private healing and sexual guidance sessions. She's also going to give us a quick mini breathing exercise, which is fun, during that episode, so make sure you tune in. But that's all I have for today on vaping and how it affects young males and their testosterone levels, and how I believe that we are stunting our youth in their growth development. But let me know your thoughts. How do you feel about vaping? Do you think that they're safer? What's your opinion? Are you finding it hard to quit? Let me know. But nevertheless, I hope you have a fabulous rest of your week. You guys certainly know what to do at this point. As always, stay kinky.